I was paid to put on a killer show.
Wow.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good evening. It is Thursday, December 2nd, 2021, and we are doing yet another edition of The Very Interesting Show. How's everybody doing tonight? How was everybody's holiday weekend or week, I guess? I think the Thanksgiving whole week would probably count as the holiday because everybody is in the Thanksgiving mood in for probably that entire week, I would guess. So I don't think that it's entirely out of base to call it the holiday week. So how was you guys' holiday week? We did indeed skip the show, but, you know, I blame Thanksgiving for that.
It was good.
Hello.
I can't hear myself.
Testing.
All right, well, I can hear Johnny Horndog. What about you, Justin?
Sick. Hey, nope.
When in doubt, just turn it off, turn it back on again. I can hear myself now.
Hey, yo.
All right.
Me say day. No? Nothing?
I think I can hear you.
I can hear you a little bit, but I'm not entirely sure what is going on. We tested it. I tested it a little bit. Unplug it on your end and then plug it back in.
Is this a new cable?
No, it's not even.
Turn it off, turn it back on again.
All right, we'll...
Can you hear me now?
The thing is, you come in just a little bit. I don't know if it's our mics that are picking it up or if it's...
Say some things, John.
I know we can hear John.
Some things, John.
Yeah, I can't hear John. I mean, I can hear you through my headset, but I can't hear John through my headset.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Hello?
I think we're set now.
Sick! There it is.
All right, yeah, So basically what happened is we had to do the IT thing. We're starting off the show on a great, great note. And
hey, listen, we've been off for a couple of weeks. You got to expect some.
Yeah, we have to work back into it. Fortunately, I've been doing, this is my fourth day in a row of doing the show. I'm kind of in practice and I had some technical issues earlier this week that, all right, I had to let the tilt out. And now I think I'm fairly well equipped mentally to not completely lose my shit, but trust me, we have got some stuff on the docket.
You are definitely gonna lose your shit today.
Yeah, look,
a little side note, this kind of bothers me because I'm like seeing like half of your eyeballs.
All right, that's fair. I know, usually, okay, so how it works in the studio
is all of your face or none of it.
We have a rotating screen that I can show everybody what we're looking at things at on. And this is probably fine.
How am I looking on the monitor there with my...
The top of your head's
gorgeous.
The top of your head's a little bit cut off, but I'm more enthralled by the Christmas lights that are there. We go. That's a lot better. Hey. I'm more enthralled by the Christmas lights that are behind you because I had to. I felt the
lighten up my backdrop a little bit.
Yeah,
along with the garland that's behind you, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I had to.
I need to like eat this thing, don't I?
Really
heard.
I guess what happened is some of the audio settings got messed up somehow, and I was doing a little bit of work on the studio this week, and maybe some things got kind of fuckety, but
possibly
that's fine. I'll just turn you up all the way, and that seems to compensate it. I'll make yours a little bit bigger than the rest of ours.
Is this different from? Oh, okay.
that one's John's. So
this one's fine.
Yeah. All right. So
it's all right. We'll figure it out later. Let's get it going. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah. See, we can hear you now. You
great.
Just got to project
just
really
scream
loud.
Scream at everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that's how we do it. So, all right, 5 minutes in, now that we've got the technical issues figured out, now let's rewind. Let's start everything back over again. Start fresh. Deep breath.
Hit that play button on the intro.
Namaste. Actually, you know, I'm fucking down for that. Yeah. I'm still going to keep the recording going, but you know what?
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right. Just full rewind. Just hit that play button.
Ahem.
Simulation Radio.
Take two.
Wow.
Take two time. Action. It is action. We are all set to go. We do have a lot to get to today because Spotify just released their the thing that they do every year, and it's especially annoying. Maybe it is just to me, but Spotify does this thing every year where they release. Or they release it to the public, the ability for you to log on to your Spotify account and kind of share an infographic about the top artists that you've listened to that year. And the way that the Spotify algorithm actually works is it gives you a fairly healthy amount of details on what you can, the data. And so I would like to know... now that the feature is out and now that literally every single human being on the face of the earth has posted their Spotify top 10 for 2021 to their social medias, I'm putting out a call to action for all of you out there to share with me and share with us your Spotify 2021 list. And I would like to compare it to the general list of all of Spotify, of all of the Spotify listeners. And, I'm seeing a lot of these artists, and they are is probably the most mainstream that you could possibly imagine. I know that you, Johnny Horndog, you're probably the most in tune with just music in general. I don't know if you're really into the super mainstream shit, but it from what I'm seeing here, there's might be a little bit of stuff on there that I think you would like. So we might play a little bit of a game here. Did you guys end up getting spoiled, or did you guys see what the top 10 is? Or if you did see it, do you remember it at this point? Because I know it's fairly forgettable.
I've seen a few things like here and there on some of the socials about other individuals like top 10s and like the top 10 of Spotify, but I don't remember. One thing that has stood out for me today that I saw was you guys have both heard Lad Bible.
Yes.
The social media account.
That's the website that posts all the short, funny videos.
Right. Well, apparently there was an individual that was Kanye's top listener.
Really?
As an individual listener. Yeah.
Oh, do they have information on that level where they know they can pinpoint specific users and go, okay, this one user probably listened to Kanye the most out of the entire year. That reminds me of this statistic that Netflix used to put out where there was this one woman that I think would continuously watch Office reruns. And so Netflix found that data and I think they made a jokey post about it on social media. And of course, that got everybody to be very, very concerned for this woman because
her mental well-being.
Yeah, her mental well-being. It's at stake here. So I personally, my own choices in life would not align with watching The Office 24/7. I could probably tolerate maybe a couple episodes a night. Depends on the season. If Michael's gone, no, get me out of there. No. But I would like to play a little bit of a game to see if you guys can guess what the top 10 Spotify artists are. If you guys haven't seen it already, if you guys haven't been spoiled of it already, because I would...
Yeah, no, I haven't seen the top 10 on this, although I do believe that this kind of end-of-year wrap-up is actually pretty neat. The only thing is that you're not the only person who's annoyed by the posts. It's just that no one cares.
It's just because everyone does it, and it's like...
I really don't care that deeply about your music preferences, but I think, like, introspectively, it's, like, super cool.
It's cool for me to know what I listen to and what my top... how my preferences have changed, even comparing it to, like, last year and the year before with me, because I think I started with Spotify in 2018. But like through the transitions that I've made with my style of music preferences throughout those two years in comparison to, you know, 2020 and 2021, it has changed quite a bit.
So for that reason, it's really interesting.
Right.
But not to me.
I can give two shits you about know? John's music preferences or even yours, like, to be honest. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like you said, for introspective,
for you,
but...
and they'll pull up some really interesting facts too. Like you listen to music from 43 different countries, which I didn't think was going to be the case. I haven't looked at mine for this year yet, but I remember last year looking back and being like, "Dang, that's really cool." To me,
exactly, exactly. All right, so let's play a little bit of a game here so that we can find out: are you cool or are you a bitch boy?
Oh.
Look, we've got plenty of games to get to tonight. So, I want to, first of all, get a lay of the land as to how in tune you guys think you are. Now, out of the top 10, I want to get your initial estimate as to how many you think you're going to get right. And the only criteria that we're going to go here is the artist on the top 10. We might not count
placement
for that.
Okay.
Yeah, placement we might not count, but is the artist that you're thinking of?
I might have like two or three that I might get on the top 10.
I feel similarly in terms of my confidence level, because I'm not really in tune as to what is...
I don't listen to a lot of pop music, you know?
Or like whatever's like popular, whatever's like...
Or like popular in a specific genre.
You may be surprised then. So, I'll shoot it off to you guys.
And
Justin, do you have a guess?
Is this in America or worldwide?
Worldwide.
Globally?
Globally. A top artist. Well,
Kanye's definitely got to be on there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is not.
He's not in the top 10?
He is not in the top 10.
Y'all are fucking up. What are they? Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna say one that's just going to enrage me if it's on there. Cardi B.
No, she's not on there either. Okay. So we...
BTS?
BTS
is on there?
BTS is on
there. That was one
there.
That was definitely now, one of the K-pop bands for sure.
What position do you think that BTS is on?
Top five.
On this list?
Seven.
Top five. It is number three.
I was going to say three, okay. But I didn't want to like...
Wow.
Like number overextend three. That. Yeah. Okay.
We got a point.
Because of McDonald's. The BTS burger.
Yeah, actually, you do make a...
Who were some of the other artists that were featured? This year?
They had, yeah.
Who was that female artist?
Well, there's a couple, depending on...
The one
female artist. I wouldn't really go so far as to call her a rapper, but...
Like, there's Saweetie. But in the, for like,
Saweetie, yeah, that was
like
the
Popeyes.
One.
But my next guess... Shoot. This is tough all of a sudden now that we have
you gotta
no
think,
Kanye.
You're going to think globally.
Yeah,
right.
Globally.
Yeah, true,
so you're talking.
I will give you a little bit of a hint though, that globally doesn't necessarily apply here, and that the same principles that you would apply to America.
Yeah, a big, huge part of the music industry is in America.
All right. But. So my next guess is gonna be Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X, not on the list, okay. Not on the top 10. All right, Justin, back over to you.
Could we get another hint as to narrow down maybe to some genres?
Genres? We have a couple rap, probably like half of it, actually. And then I'd say...
Like rap slash hip-hop?
Or rap slash hip-hop, yeah, roughly. Okay. So, and then the other half is probably pop. And let's see, I'll even give you another hint. There are one, two, three female artists on here. One group, and then the rest male artists.
Any electronic music on there?
Hey man, you're asking a lot of questions. Just make a guess here.
All right, this is my last hint. I'm going to say no question mark because there's one or two on here that I don't know. All right, so now pressure's on.
Fuck, I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of popular music. Like, I don't know who they are, though,
right?
Interject with a steal, then, if you don't got
go
an answer.
For it.
Okay,
go for it.
Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow, not on
what
the top
the
10.
Fuck?
All right, I will give you one of them, and maybe this will.
I think this not Kanye not being on there has really thrown me.
I know.
I'm heated.
It just goes to show that people just don't like good music.
Right.
It's clear, and that's why I was just like, I don't know.
No, no.
Like,
tell me. Well, no, those guys didn't start popping off until the later half of the year. I was gonna say those stupid Island Boy guys.
No.
But they're. If they were in the top ten in the world
for this year, I would just end it. Life is not worth living.
You know?
All right, I will give you a hint.
Okay.
While we're kind of on the Kanye train, at number 10, we've got Juice WRLD.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, so does that give you a little bit of an idea?
No, because I didn't think he would have been on the top 10. Maybe top 15 or top 20, but not top 10.
Maybe it was like nostalgic because of his death.
But he probably got some traction because of that, but
Do you want another one?
Drake?
I'll give you an.
Drake is on there?
Number four on the list.
How did I not guess?
There we go. We got another.
I really don't like Drake. Like,
I don't either.
I think he has to
take it or leave it.
All right, we have another one. I'll give you a hint, and the first person to say their name basically gets this point because as soon as I give you this hint, you'll probably know who it is. Super Bowl performer of this year.
Cricket.
Oh, The Weeknd.
Boom. We got The Weeknd coming in at number six, and you know I'll give you guys one more, and then we'll kind of compete for the rest of them. Olivia Rodrigo coming in at number nine, and I'm not gonna lie,
she's one of those people who had a meal for.
Was she on the meal? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. The other ones are all.
Who was the first one? I don't think that was this year though, was it? It had to be this year.
I think that they've only had like the celebrity meals this year. Oh, Travis Scott.
Travis Scott is not on the list.
Good.
I'm down for that, especially because doesn't he owe some people fucking funeral money? He probably shouldn't be worried about that. I still don't think it's necessarily his fault
that stuff happened.
He also just didn't do anything. There's a video clip of Jack Harlow literally stopping the show when somebody needs medical attention. There's one individual.
Various artists that have also done the same thing.
Yeah. But
at the same time, you also I don't know the whole context of it, but you got to think there's lights that are projected towards the artist.
Yeah.
So they may not necessarily always be able to see what's going on in the crowd, but that's neither here nor there. We're not worried about that. We're talking about this top 10 list on Spotify.
So that we don't take too much more time on this, I'll give you one shot to tie it up, and then we will go to a tiebreaker if you can get this. Otherwise, I will reveal the rest of the list so that the
Lil Huddy.
Lil Huddy is not on the list.
Good.
All right. So. Clocking in at number one top artist of 2021 globally on Spotify is Bad Bunny.
Who the fuck is that?
I know Bad Bunny, yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
It's interesting.
Who the fuck is that? I may
have heard some music, but I just don't know the artist.
Yeah.
We've got Taylor Swift clocking in at two. Okay. We, of course, mentioned BTS and Drake at three and four, respectively. Number five, and this is another one that might make you want to go out back and just end it all, Justin Bieber. At number five.
No, his music has definitely improved.
Really? I haven't heard any of his new music.
I used to hate him.
I
just remember a moment, and I think I've told you this, Justin. There was a moment where I was like sitting in my car, driving in Massachusetts. I'll never forget it.
I thought you were about to say driving while masturbating.
No,
I mean, that too. But...
I didn't get to that part yet.
You waited until after the Justin Bieber song.
No, it was during. I just didn't realize it was Justin Bieber at the time. I was sitting there, I was jamming out while I'm jamming it, and I was just like, "Damn, this song's actually like really nice. Who sings this?" And I look over, and it says Justin Bieber and Jack U, and I was just like,
you showed me that song.
Yeah, and I was like really upset with myself initially, but then from then on, I was just like, actually, this Justin Bieber song's not
can't
dumb.
Hate it
this,
if it's
this
it's
Justin
good.
Bieber song's not bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was just before when you got like the babies and those kinds of Justin Bieber songs.
Geared towards the tweens and and the young teenagers.
Right, but it's
or young adults.
I'm not going to kill myself over a Justin Bieber. Being in the top 10.
To be fair, my only the knowledge base that I go back to as soon as I hear Justin Bieber is that fucking song "Baby," and
that's exactly
right between the eyes, right there. And of course, coming in at number six, we have The Weeknd, as we mentioned earlier. Number seven, we've got J Balvin.
Yep.
Don't know who that is either.
It's another, just like number one, it's another Hispanic artist.
Oh, I see.
Y'all are not cultured as fuck, huh?
Says the guy that only got one right.
I got a point.
Cultured as fuck. I called out BTS.
From the loser of the game.
You got me there. Sit the fuck down, John.
I am sitting. And then we've got Ariana, Olivia Rodrigo, and Juice WRLD.
Oh, I forgot that she was. I forgot Ariana was an artist.
She's like super good too. But like
I don't fuck with her music. That's just not that she's bad or anything. Her music's good, but I just don't fuck with it.
It is really good, but I was in a similar situation where I was just like, oh yeah, she's relevant,
right?
So how do your top 10 lists compare to the global Spotify top 10 list?
Does not match.
Yeah, nowhere near.
Maybe The Weeknd wouldn't be on mine.
Actually, you know, I would say probably The Weeknd.
Kind of down for The Weeknd.
There's the song that he performed at the Super Bowl.
That's catchy.
Definitely,
Blinded by the Light. One
of my favorites of his. So I would say he probably the only one.
So I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Especially since Kanye's not on there.
What the fuck?
That's true. That's a little off. That's a little because
didn't he put out a couple of albums this year? I know he just recently put one out, right?
Yeah, the Donda album.
Donda, 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 Donda. So make sure that you're sharing your top 10 list with me, chat, or share it to leave a comment, leave your list on any of the social medias or as a comment in the YouTube video. And because I'm going to be honest with you, not a single other person that you could possibly show gives a single fuck at all. But if you were to hypothetically leave a comment with your top 10 list on @SimulationRadio everywhere, then, you know, I'll care or I'll pretend to care.
Well, just out of curiosity, John, have you looked at yours yet?
No.
Oh, I was going to see it. I was going to ask what's your number one.
Check it out during the break, and maybe we'll go over it when we come back before we do You Rage, You Lose, because I am curious as to where you fall on this compared
You have a Spotify? Do you listen to music on Spotify?
Not on Spotify, no. I use YouTube.
I mean, I know you listen to a lot of Rush. Is there anything outside of Rush that you listen to?
Okay, so I've been getting into something a little bit recently, which is I've been listening to synthwave a lot, and I really like it. Honestly, I've found
a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the stuff that I use as rejoins most of the time. I don't know. I kind of like it. There's this one artist called Lost Years that I've been a huge fan of. They've got some bangers, and I've even got one lined up as the rejoin for tonight. Generally use YouTube and not Spotify. The only thing that I use Spotify for now is to listen to podcasts. I'm not really.
Which I had a note on mine that it was like, "It's like, hey, you listen to podcasts. You're something of a pro." I listen to two podcasts, but it's because of the amount of content that they put out.
Yeah.
I'm constantly listening to it, and I listen to that probably this year at least. I've listened to those podcasts probably more than I have music on Spotify.
Me too. I would say that I listen to podcasts more so than music. Even on YouTube, honestly, because when I'm scrolling through YouTube, I'm more than likely going to click on like a recording of a podcast or something of that nature than I am a song, except, you know, if I'm working or I'm in the mood to listen to music, which does. I mean, you might think of me as a soulless, lifeless corpse of a being, but I do occasionally have the itching to listen to stuff. So I just had to throw that one out there. I mean,
that's part of the reason why I asked if there was anything else. If you've broadened your scope of music yet, because you were very when we first met you, you were very, very narrow with your scope on music. It's not a bad thing. Like I used to be the same way.
I was. Here's the thing. I really wasn't. It's just I kind of felt like I had to overemphasize and like exaggerate that part of myself in the name of like kind of. Kind of
doing your big
it.
Brain thing that you do.
I've fallen out of that mindset I did that a lot where I would take like little key annoying parts of my psyche and just like ramp
project
it up.
Them, yeah.
Especially with Gene because I know it pissed Gene off so much, so fucking much.
Gene, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah.
We miss you on the show.
My favorite thing that I did to piss off Gene was to shit on Halloween every time it came around. The reality is that I like Halloween,
yeah,
but
for sure.
You know, I can't not keep the bit going that I want to burn Halloween to the ground because I knew that it pissed Gene off so fucking much, so damn much, and it was great. I loved it. Loved it every single time.
So was it almost like a point that you emphasized almost to be like a part of your personality? Like,
I don't like music. That's just who I am.
Kind. It was like being an on purpose contrarian, and it was.
Yeah, I don't listen to music. I sit in silence. That's music to my ears. I'm pretty sure that's a direct quote from you.
That might have been. That sounds like something I would have said on one of the old shows.
Back when we were in the old studio, the OG studio, originally talking about music.
Oh, that reminds me. I got a couple of interesting flashbacks pop up on the show's page's timeline. And it's funny to think about. This feels like it's been longer than a year at this point, but time seems to be going by way quicker than it used to. I mean, I know that you guys are in your 30s already. I'm fortunate enough to have another year in me before I have to get to that point. But
that's not the only thing in you.
I don't even know what that means, but
you take that however you want to, giggity.
No, but so I found something on my time hop. I don't even know if this is a time hop recently, but it's funny to believe. It's hard to believe that exactly a year ago, almost to the day, was when I put out that 25 minute long fruit tier list video on the Facebook.
Wait, that's been a year?
That was a year ago?
That was a year ago.
I guess that was it, towards the end of 2020.
That was the introduction.
That was when we did it here in the studio, right? And we ranked it from like S to
It was
to
shortly
D.
after that, yeah, because I was inspired to do that by the 25 minute fruit tier list video that I made. And I got a little bit sentimental, actually, because to see how raw and how bad and how like not how unplanned that video was compared to, you know, the kind of stuff that's going out
your weekly live videos.
They're not even weekly, they're daily at this point. I even put one out today while I was sitting here during my lunch break about this fucking brawl that happened in a Tampa trampoline park.
I saw that.
I fucking love watching fight videos, and I'm not going to talk too much about it because I covered most of it in the video, which you can check out at youtube.com/simulationradio. But
could you summarize it for us?
Essentially what happened was a giant fight broke out between a whole bunch of kids, which, by the way, where the fuck are these kids' parents?
Like, would love middle to know school, that. High school kids?
Middle school to early high school looking kids. They got in this massive brawl that ended up taking up the entire facility. And then when they shut down the facility, all these kids went outside, and then they continued it out there in the parking lot.
Hold on. Are you sure? Are we sure that this wasn't just like a massive mosh pit to like some dumb fuck song?
No,
songs.
It wasn't.
Okay.
In fact, music was not even the focal point of this. It looked like there was some beef between probably started off as two people, and then everybody else saw the opportunity, and then it was a dog pile, and then you know how the psychology of fights works. If you see a fight going on, that means that there's instant chaos, and that's kind of an excuse to just throw away all of your humanity and start.
Or it could have been two teams, crosstown rivals or something, maybe.
Anarchy!
Yeah, could have been.
I don't know what it means, but it sounds cool.
It was not that type of person with that accent. It was
No, that's a quote from a movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
With that accent.
Oh,
Talladega Nights.
Oh yeah. Fuck, I want to watch Talladega Nights again soon. Okay. Talladega Nights is one of those movies where I feel like you have to watch it like every
periodically, for sure.
Because there comes a point where when you watch a movie long enough, you basically know the movie by heart, and it's just entirely quotable.
That was my childhood with The Mask featuring Jim Carrey and The Lion King.
Oh, Lion King was good, too.
I watched those movies, and at one point in my life, I knew all of the lines for every speaking part in both of those movies as a child.
I only watched The Lion King, like, twice, because, and this is going to sound kind of dumb, but you know when you're a little kid, the most random things traumatize you, and that scene where Scar lets Simba's dad, yeah, Mufasa, where Scar lets Mufasa like just fall to his death.
Long live the
king. When I was a little like 5-6 year old kid, that scene was like kind of scarring.
Have you seen the new one?
No pun intended.
Have you seen the new one? The quote unquote live action?
No,
the CGI
haven't, yeah.
Live action one?
How was it? Did you see it?
It was phenomenal. And that scene was still just as heart wrenching as it was the first time I watched the original Lion King.
So there's a couple. There's actually a couple movies on the list that I want to watch this month. That one being one of them. Talladega Nights being another one. And then I really want to go and watch The Matrix again before the new movie comes out
on Netflix or Hulu right now.
Really? Ooh, mm-hmm. I'll have to find some time, or we can find some time soon to watch it.
I used to have it. Well, on my old laptop, I had it on digits, all three. That took up a bunch of space, but yes, it was. I used those. Out of the Keanu Reeves movies, outside of like John Wick, probably a close second, just because of the amount of awesome action that's in it. But the Matrix trilogy is probably in my like top five for like movie series.
You may lambast me. You might lambast me for this, but I've never seen John Wick. I haven't seen John Wick yet. I want to, but
you should. It's really good.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good. Full of action. It's great.
So it's more than just a beat 'em up. It's actually a pretty good movie.
Oh no, there's literally the plot is to kill everything.
All right. So as long as you know that going in.
Someone killed his puppy that his dead wife gave him. And then they stole his car. That was the premise of the second one. He got his car back and killed everybody. And he had a different dog.
Jesus. All right. So
I don't think I've seen the third one. I may have seen the third one.
I have not seen the third one myself.
I don't think I have either.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we do have quite a bit to get to because we're going to be taking a trip tomorrow. And I have figured out the logistics to do an IRL stream for where we're going tomorrow. And I can't say that I'm going to spoil it because I talked about it on Simulation Radio Live this week already, but I figured it out.
Good.
Looked like you were going to say something.
I was going to ask if you're okay with the intern coming along.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot that he's the intern.
Well, what's his name? The other one. What do you call him?
What?
The American Idol host.
Oh yeah, Ryan Sequest.
Oh yeah, Ryan Sequest. Yeah,
is he gonna come too, or is he gonna be at work?
If he'll probably be at work, but if he gets off in time, the thing is, it's right by his work, so maybe he could drive over there once he gets off, if that's the time period that we're in.
That's where we're at.
Plus, cool. Of course, we have to get to the focal point for tonight's show, which is I know we just played a Spotify game, but we're going to play another game that I might
not be as happy
about.
I'm going to be happy about it.
Yeah. So
John's going to be happy about it.
I know you guys will, you fucks.
Because we're waiting. I'm going to have my timer set. It's going to be great.
We'll take some bets on how long I last in this game. So stick around.
Giggity.
That's fair. So stick around. We'll have some fun. Come hang out with us. And we will, of course, cover all of that when we come back. Simulation. Radio. A lot of things that could convince you to stop vaping, and it's gonna take essentially something that moves hell and earth at this point, because it seems like I've tried for so long and I feel like I'm a bad influence. But there is a study that came out today from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that I think might seal the deal, that I think might be the X factor that will finally help quit once and for all. And I haven't developed this problem yet, but, you know, maybe with years of continued vaping, or I might start seeing the shrink of it.
Don't include me in your shenanigans, sir.
I'm saying we as in like me and whoever
with
in the
mouse
chat
in your pocket?
And whoever's listening that also might have this problem.
Gotcha,
because
gotcha.
A study came out that claims that men who vape are twice as likely to have erectile dysfunction. Now, that doesn't apply just yet. It is working quite fine. Quite fine, I assure you. But, you know, that I'm not saying that this is out of the realm of possibility for the future. The study was conducted by doctors at NYU's Grossman School of Medicine and Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine.
So, hasn't it already been stated that nicotine does that, has the potential to do that too?
Possibly, but look, vaping takes it to a whole new level.
I mean, I know
it's
there's
the
other
next
stuff,
level, baby.
Or different stuff that's in a vape than what's in a cigarette or other types of tobacco, but still, I feel like nicotine is still something that has the potential to cause ED.
Well, of the 13,000 participants included, more specifically, it was 13,711. 7-Eleven. About 19-20 of them, which is 14%, said that they currently use tobacco products other than cigarettes, and about half of the participants said that they were former smokers, while some considered themselves current, and those people that considered themselves current were about 21%, which is
like
almost
tobacco 3,000. Smokers or
yeah,
okay,
tobacco smokers. That's opposed to men who had never used an e-cigarette. Vapers were 2.2 times more likely to report having experienced erectile dysfunction. And the scope of this study was in men aged 20 to 65. So that...
Does it list any of the other factors as far as if any of these individuals were partaking in any other drugs, what their diets were like? Like, outside of their vaping lifestyle, does it take into consideration the rest of their lifestyles?
They did take a couple of things into factor, which is that they factored out those with a prior history of cardiovascular disease, which is already known to prompt ED due to poor blood circulation. Reducing their participant pool to about 11,000.
Okay.
And given that many people use e-cigarettes as a form of smoking, this is from a statement, we need to fully investigate the relationship between vaping products and erectile dysfunction. So it sounds like the correlation doesn't necessarily equal causation in this case. It's just a study
can
that
can contribute to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
not
just
necessarily a direct cause. It's just a contributing factor.
It's a can contribute, and okay, more studies may need to be done. So I think I might be safe in the vaping for now. I think I might, you know, if it starts
just
going
don't
soft.
Do those other things that cause ED, okay?
It's a little late for that. All right, so we did talk about before we went on break the top 10 list on Spotify for 2021. And John, you checked your list, right? And there was a very interesting factoid that came up in your list, which is that apparently you're a top tier Spotify listener, right?
Yeah, it said that I listen to music 94% more than the average music listener. Now,
so you're banging.
Looking through the actual list, like my top artists and things, one crucial element to this, and I think this plays into the 94%, like the, what would that be, the top 6th percentile of music listeners. I listen to a ton of music while I'm sleeping. So I'll have a certain like playlist playing, and I'll have certain like music that will just lull me to sleep like in an instant. So like for hours and hours and hours while I'm knocked the fuck out, I'll have music running. Mm. And so with that being said, I'm like looking through these top artists that it claims are like my favorite artists, and they're generally artists that would be playing in a playlist while I'm knocked the fuck out.
Do you have a separate playlist or like a separate set of artists that you specifically set aside to listen to while you're sleeping, or is it just kind of
death metal?
Okay. So that's
no.
yeah, that's what he lulls himself to sleep.
No,
with.
Because here's the thing. So
relaxing.
Here's the thing. I found this set of relaxing like tribal music playlist essentially it's an excuse to say music to listen to while you're tripping without having to say music to listen to while you're tripping.
Right.
But it's essentially that, and I've started listening to that while falling asleep. And the thing is, I need to buy a better pair of earbuds because I am that guy that falls into the trap of I'll buy the shitty $20 ones and then have to replace them like 3-4 months later. But the most annoying thing about them is, and I don't know if this is a problem for the more expensive ones, but it wakes me up every time this happens, which is that when the battery runs low on it, they can't just let the battery die and have the headphones stop working. Once the battery gets to red on the charge, it'll legitimately spam you every 20 seconds saying, battery low.
What the fuck? And you like wake
battery
up.
Low. Battery low. And then my headphones will run out. I'll be sleeping and I'll wake up to battery low. Fuck.
There's this man living in my head.
Yeah. So I'm going to need to buy a better set of headphones. But it's interesting to know that your sleeping habits have kind of propelled you into the top 6th percentile of Spotify listeners.
Hey man, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, it's just the secret of my success.
Hard at work.
Who was your top artist that you listened to?
Apparently it's Pensies.
Pensies?
I don't even know who that is.
What was your percentile? Top 1%, top 2%, 5%? What was it?
In terms of like listening. It's like 0.1% of their top listening base.
Oh, for that artist?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, so my top artist was San Holo. So I love that guy.
I do like San Holo.
I was in the top 2% of listeners.
Nice.
For him.
I don't know who that is.
You've
I probably heard him. I'm sure you played him before. But obviously if I heard a song too, it would probably spark the
only thing I could
memories.
Say that might spark anything is like during some of the music you'll hear like squirrel.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did that get
okay.
it? I knew that there might get the job yeah. done. Yeah, yeah. So that you remember that?
Those. Yeah, I do now. I do now. Okay. Squirrel. That makes sense. So damn, you're in the top two percentile of that.
Yeah, I love that.
You do like your squirrels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Feeling a bit squirrely. Looking for a nut.
Oh, me too. I got the nut.
Mm-hmm. All the nut.
Just don't vape, though. Otherwise, you won't nut anymore.
Right. That's kind of what I'm gathering.
I mean, you might still nut. It just will be flaccid.
Yeah. So I do have an announcement to make, which is that I talked about this a little bit earlier this week on Simulation Radio Live, which is that, in fact, it's opening today. And it's very unfortunate that, you know, we have to do the show today. Otherwise, you know, we might have been possibly heading over to Flavortown, fellas.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I did, of course, talk earlier this week. I think it was on Tuesday about how Guy Fieri's new Chicken Guy restaurant is opening up in Winter Park. And the interesting thing about it is that he opened it up in a very competitive location on the Chicken Strip, which
is literally what it is called
the Chicken Strip, because on that same road there's what's about to be Chicken Guy, well, what probably is Chicken Guy now because it opened today, and then right next to it we got Chick-fil-A, and then right next to it we've got PDQ. And so capitalism
those
at work
are all
here.
Three top tier chicken fast food restaurants.
They are. If only there was a Huey Magoo's over there too, which, oh, I went to Huey Magoo's for the first time a couple months ago. Mwah!
It is good, right?
Beautiful. I love like Huey Magoo's. So good. So really I figured good. Out how to do an IRL stream, which, you know, of course, is all the rage on the internet now. And we will be doing one of those tomorrow night from the new Chicken Guy location in Winter Park. So the crew will all be there. Check it out. Make sure that you are following @SimulationRadio on everything. It is facebook.com/SimulationRadio you'll be able to see the stream on, youtube.com/SimulationRadio that you'll be able to see the stream on, and also twitch.tv that you will be able to see the stream on. Wow, what a surprise. So wow. I'm looking forward to it, actually. The thing is I didn't know that a chicken place could be known for its sauces, but that was one of the main marketing points in the Chicken Guy advertisement, which is that we got plenty of sauces.
I'm definitely
about
it.
It's a Chicken Guy place, though. Sauces are...
It's there's only so much you can do. Like, yeah, you can have different flavors of batter and stuff like that, but that's still... It opens up a whole new palette of flavors to bless your tongue with. When you include sauces, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We gotta see if we can get
sauces.
Has a menu been released yet?
Let me see. Let me go to the chicken guy.
Imagine if it was open today, right? Just go to the website.
Is this the first one of its kind? Or are there other locations?
In fact, there are even two other locations in Florida, too. There's one in Miami, and then there's one somewhere else in some fucking nowhere city that I don't remember.
Because this is the first time I'm hearing of this whole chain. So I know that he has like a burger spot or whatever, but I've never heard of his chicken.
This man is living his best life, that's for sure.
Oh, the menu goes right to the sauces. All right, I'll put this up on put this up on the screen here for you guys so that we can check out the sauces. It goes right
to first website. That's like the homepage. That's the landing page right here.
No, it's not the landing page, it gives you the menu option and then right above it.
Join the sauce squad. It says this is great. So what do we got?
All right, so we got some special sauce. Oh, the donkey sauce is gonna be there. All right, I know what we're trying.
You know what you're trying.
I know it. Well, come on.
How many sauces do we
have? I'm a streamer now. I have to say, you know what we're trying as a reference between me and the listeners. So not everything's about you, you fucking animal.
I didn't say anything about me. I said you.
Donkey
sauce. They're
joining us.
Yeah.
They're enjoying the donkey sauce with us.
Oh, I didn't know it had
Worcestershire.
Yeah, there we go.
Worcestershire.
So we got ranchero, curry mayo, wasabi honey, cumin lime mojo, garlic parmesan, and avocado crema. Oh, they got the classic.
So I was going to say those numbers are out of order, but I think it's grouped based on the type of sauce.
Yeah.
So you have the classics, you have signature.
Ooh.
How there's little cartoons for each type of sauce, too. You know he's serious about sauces when he literally makes, like, little NFT characters for different sauces.
Oh, these do look like
NFTs.
This is going to
be a new reference point for you. If someone hasn't done it, they're going to with these. Guarantee it.
The Guy Fieri NFT. Yeah. I can't wait. I actually think that these are drawn fairly well. Oh, look at the drawing for the sweet and sour. That seems
great.
A little suspect, but
no,
I'm down for it.
It's fitting because when someone says sweet and sour, what do you immediately think of? You think of Chinese food.
Of course.
I think of the dipping sauce from McDonald's.
Yeah, okay.
It's my childhood right there.
Really? Was that your go-to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sweet and sour?
Yeah. I was always like a big ketchup guy, but like sweet and sour sauce, like sometimes I'd even dip my french fries in it, which now,
it's
like looking
good.
Back, it's like not the best like with french fries. But, like, I don't know. I just fucking love that sweet and sour sauce from McDonald's. It's just, you can't have chicken nuggets without it. Not McDonald's chicken nuggets, at least in my mind.
What is number 20? Is that habanero hot sauce?
Yeah, habanero hot sauce.
Ooh.
All right.
Spicy mayo?
I know what we're trying.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, me and John.
I see at least like 10 of these.
I see
that
at least 21 or 22 that I'm going to try.
Oh, yeah.
We should just do every single sauce.
That's what
and
I'm
do
saying.
A power ranking of the sauces.
So is there outside of the sauce menu, is there a food menu?
Oh, yeah.
Are there no food?
It's only sauces.
No, there's just sauces. So, of course, we got tendies. We've got signature sandwiches. Is there anything? Oh, Big Bite Blot. With crispy spoke
bacon
lettuce, avocado crema,
avocado
tomatoes.
Avocado and tomato. That's
going to
be
interesting. Oh, that sounds so damn good. Okay. Oh, it's because I'm hungry right now.
I'm just going to starve myself all day tomorrow, and I'm going to go in there and eat a fat pig.
That was my plan. My plan is to fast tomorrow until we go here, and then, you know, once you guys join us for the live stream at Chicken Guy, then we're going to have a good time.
So do they have
about how
do
you
they
feel
have
about
like
that? Like seriously, I was talking about literally trying all the sauces and
I'm
doing
down.
Like a power ranking of the sauces.
I am absolutely down.
And like
for that.
We'll have our own, we'll have like the three judges scorecards mm-hmm. where we're all separate kind
so
of like ideas or something. We can
what's the most tenders we can get in one go?
So the most tenders, it looks like there's a three tenders option and there's a five tenders option. Oh God, looking at these
and
prices and how much I want to get, I would not be surprised to spend $50 tomorrow. At this place, like my God,
what's are there like a catering order type of
right.
size?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, that Flavor Town shakes. Oh man, the sauces menu was here too, but then we wouldn't have gotten to see the lovely chicken NFTs. It doesn't look like there's a catering option. Then again, catering info. Yeah. Then again, this location did just
for an event. Yeah, we're going to cater at on location.
Okay, so for tenders, they've got an option of 25 tenders with 2 sauces, 50 tenders with 4 sauces, and 75 tenders with 6 sauces.
So then it just sounds like I'm probably going to get an order of 3 and an order of 5, and then probably just cut them into pieces in order to cover all of the sauces.
See, when I said that I was fixing to spend $50 there, I'm seeing this $35, well, catering, 25 tenders. You do only get 2 sauces.
Well, not only that, but I think with catering, you have to order ahead.
Oh,
so
yeah.
With them opening today, I don't think catering services would be available at this location yet.
That's not going to stop me from trying.
That's fair. If I just walk certainly up to them, try. See if they'll fulfill that. Like,
but call ahead of time.
Call them when they first open and say that, hey, you know, I want to, you know, come out there. I want to order this amount. Be there around this time, and got some dudes, some fans of the Fieri himself.
Yeah,
and we wanna do some things.
The guy, as he's known.
Another thing that I really want to try is I have to see in person their fry distribution, because I watched a video on this on Simulation Radio Live. I watched the sales video that Guy Fieri made at this location, and it looks like they're fairly generous with their fry offering. The unfortunate part about it is that the fries, and I'm willing and open to being proven wrong here, but the fries don't actually look that good. They look kind of like Wendy's fries. And, of course, we know how...
Well, Wendy's just redid their fries. And...
Well, the pre-redone fries. They look kind of skinny. They still got the skins left on them at the end of them.
Potential to be soggy.
Yeah, we're going to have to try them, of course. But at the very least, the positive thing about it is that they're very generous with it, because those containers are like big Chongus containers. They are fucking massive. So
how was their meals laid out? Were they in like little baskets or?
Let me see if I can find the video that I watched.
I'm definitely really excited for this. I can't wait.
Chicken Guy Winter Park. I think that's all that I searched for in order to get to this video. And it doesn't look like it's up anymore, because I think the location is open now, so I guess they don't really need to advertise as much on
kind of wish we would have gone, because like with when PDQ opened, they had all kinds of swag and stuff that they passed out.
We did go to the PDQ opening when
we missed it, because it was only I think the first 50 customers, 50 to 75 customers, and we were like right at the cutoff for it, which was unfortunate. But hey, it was still exciting. We still got some good food.
Yeah,
I'm sure we're gonna have good food tomorrow at this place.
I cannot wait. I have not eaten anything since lunchtime today, and will not eat anything until.
What's the name of this place? It's
Chicken Guy.
Chicken Guy
in Winter Park. So we will be doing an IRL stream from that location. Okay, chat. It is time. It is time. I have teased it for long enough. I do not make it a point to purposefully get mad on the show anymore, except for in very rare circumstances. Now, the backstory to what we're about to do is there's this clip that went up on social media, and we talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago, about how very, very annoyed I am that all of these stupid ass Zoomer TikTok dancing thought e-girls started popping up in my social media feeds. And so going on that 5-minute rant, that kind of what happens is that when I let the anger out, then in the state of serenity afterwards, that's when the juices start flowing in the head. And then all of a sudden,
I was gonna make a joke that like some people have that post nut clarity. Cameron has post anger clarity.
So apparently
you're not wrong.
There's another Chicken Guy that's over by Celebration.
Yeah, I think that's the other
Lake,
one.
Lake that, Buena Vista.
Yeah, Lake Buena Vista. That sounds familiar.
So it's like in between Celebration and Dr. Phillips.
Sweet.
So I'm attempting to reach a post-anger clarity state of mind once again. So, you know, if the ideas start flowing after we do what
just
we're about to do.
He gets angry and then he nuts. Imagine the amount of clarity. just angry masturbation.
At that point, then I just ascend to the heavens and just meet Jesus Christ himself.
And he's like, welcome, bud. You're the only one that has figured it out.
So we're going to do the first iteration of something that we will probably continue to do in the future. Maybe not specifically with TikTok thoughts, but when a particular annoying trend on social media comes up, then we'll have to play, of course.
God forbid there's another Tide Pod trend.
Oh, my God.
Or similar.
So, of course, we'll have to continue to lean into this even harder. But we're about to do, for the first time, You Rage, You Lose. And we have a TikTok compilation that is 8 minutes and 44 seconds long. And I need you guys to make your bets as to how long you think I'm going to last of watching this dumbass Zoomer TikTok thought girl video dancing to stupid-ass fucking... All right, well, I'll wait till we start the video to go on that rant, but...
He's already lost.
No, I haven't lost just yet. If you think I lost off of that little fucking pedantic speech there, then you have not seen real rage yet.
You haven't seen anger yet. You don't know anger.
You know how I control the anger?
Not at all.
Angry all the time.
So 8 minutes and 44 seconds is this video. And so how long do you guys think
that's
going to take me? Let's get the over-under on how long it's going to take me to absolutely lose my
shit. Let's call it
1 minute and 52 seconds.
All right, we got 1:52 for Justin.
I was going to go 2 minutes 15 seconds.
And then we got 2:15 for
do we want to maybe on as a side bet place your own time? How long you think it'll take you to rage?
But then he's in control.
Never mind then.
Well, I already have a prediction, which is going to be like fucking 10 seconds. So I'm...
So Justin has more faith in you than... faith in you than I do.
Yeah, both of you guys have more faith in me than I do. I don't think I'm going to last 10 seconds in this video before I absolutely lose it. But unfortunately, we have 8 minutes and 44 seconds of this to get to. And, oh, I was...
I will say very quickly, because I watched the video a little bit just to kind of screen it out. And there's one point where I think it's like at the 38-second mark, there's like a little ad down if you want to skip past it, just assuming that we even get that far.
Like an in-video ad or an ad that pops up? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
An in-video ad.
We'll probably skip it. So. Okay, so
YouTube advertisements.
Before we get to playing this video, I want to highlight some of the absolute shitfest comments that are on this YouTube video. And the comments on this YouTube video, if not more than the TikTok thoughts themselves, have completely just made me lose all faith in any sort of humanity.
See, I didn't even read those yet. Are you going to put those up?
Okay, I am going to put these up on the screen here. So we have, in fact, there's one of them. They're basically all simping for these girls. It's along the lines of, I haven't seen Stay On My Hand challenge before. Great job. Great video and stunning girls. Thumbs up, says sexy YouTubers, the best of. This one, I like this comment a lot. I looked this up hoping to be turned on, but I'm still getting that cringe vibe. Eh.
Good.
You know, that's a respectable comment. Yeah, that's honestly, I'm glad that you told me that, Bravo_troll. And then, of course, the rest of them are all up. So hot. Heart
all the simps.
Hey, movie people, hire some of this new talent. No, the problem with hiring that as new talent is that all they know. No, let's watch the video first. Let's watch the video first.
It's going to start right. It
couldn't even make his own time.
No, I made it to 0 minutes and 0 seconds. All right, let's hear. Come along on this journey with us, chat. Can you do?
It's like not even very good. There's like nothing.
She's just like, you're not even trying. Oh, okay, there we go. God. Ugh. It's like Misty from Pokemon, except she's a slut.
Jesus.
Come on.
It's aggressive.
There's the, there's the ad.
She didn't even do anything.
Yeah. Do any of you know how to do anything else in life?
No.
Yeah. No. That's the sad part. Right foot, two stumps.
This one's good because they don't actually do any of the things that the music tells you to do. Like crisscross, so like left, left. You're like, what are you doing with your life?
It's the same thing that they approach life with, is that life is telling them to stop, but they're not. I bet that's what you want, you...
At what point do we count this?
Yeah, what time do... I don't know if we've... I just pureed yet.
No, haven't gone completely off the rails. No, once we get to the ones with the stupid rat. Once we get to the ones,
this is a trend. This one isn't a dance, and it's totally staged too. Like the thing she starts handing him, it's just like, oh, you had all this right handy. Oh, you have a stack of cash. Just yeah. No,
all it's missing is that stupid.
What is it that you want? Oh, that's right.
She doesn't know.
All it's missing is that stupid voice that comes at the start of like the TikTok meme videos, that robot girl voice that explains the title of the video. It's like, I'm doing this with my boyfriend. It's like, once we get to the ones with the really bad hip hop beats, that's when I'm gonna start like losing it.
So how far in are we?
We are 2:43 in, surprisingly.
Well, hold on.
Oh, here we go. Oh, come on. You're not even a real person. She's not. She's. Oh, okay. Also, the fact that there's no camera on me means that you're missing my reactions to this, too, which is a little unfortunate.
That's true.
I'll fix that for next time.
Oh, here we go.
That's the thing with TikTok. You can't be too explicit with your sexual material.
Just rip your fucking bra off already. We know that's what you want to do. I know you're asking literally everybody watching this. Okay.
That's it. That's it.
So here we go. All right. So here's
it is.
What they don't realize, and what they probably do actually realize, is that literally every single person that is watching this is in the back of their mind just going, oh, I really want to fuck you right now. And that's, we get it. That's what you want. It's okay.
They know that. That's why
they're
doing that.
They know that. Exactly. They know that. And the fact that that kind of dynamic is so popular, and the fact that sim culture has gotten to this point to where, like, that this is all they have to do.
Hey, listen, man. It's been this way since we started advertising things. Since we were able to put images of things onto other things.
This is so
brazen,
though.
Sex sells, bro. Sex always sells.
But it is so in your face. Like,
when has it not been, though? It's just more, there's just greater exposure.
They also kind of had talent back then, too, to at least kind of...
Who?
Well, I don't know.
They literally painted pinup dolls on the side of airplanes for World War II.
Are you really saying that this level of degeneracy is basically the equivalent of the same thing that has happened
entirety,
in all history?
They literally have in Pompeii, when they're going through, there's literally drawings of dicks on the walls.
I still don't think
that is ingrained in humanity since the start of human existence.
This is still a new level of degeneracy that we've reached in our culture. There is no
it's just a greater exposure.
There is absolutely no way that you cannot say that our culture is in decline when this kind of stuff is legitimately the most popular kind of content that people consume. And
sure.
I don't know. I don't see it.
I wouldn't say it's more degeneracy. It's just a greater. It's easier to access. And it's something that's always been there. There's been brothels, sex houses. That, like I said, there's been drawings. Pornography has been around for fucking thousands of years. It's something that is still it's a part of the culture. Yeah, sure. It's less taboo than it used to be.
Maybe it needs to be more taboo after seeing this shit.
Sure. I don't disagree, because it definitely fucks with your psyche. It does. Yeah. Your constant exposure to these types of things screw up the way that your brain processes things. Like, it's been scientifically proven, but regardless, yes.
You do that and smoke vapes, you're in a world of hurt incoming.
Just always coming and going, you know?
No, just never coming and going, yeah, actually.
Just constantly on the edge.
All right, so we made it to 3:34 in the.
So I think we still needed to. I think you need to go back and take out the time for the ad that we skipped over.
That was like what, 30 seconds roughly. So we made
it
to
about 3 minutes, I would say.
In that case, we made it to about 3 minutes out of this 8-minute video. And okay, so here's the reason that I didn't actually lose it after 10 seconds was because I was kind of a little bit fortified myself because I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew what we were about to do. And so that mental fortification that I had, that kind of got me to the 3-minute mark. It's because of the expectation that I had that we were going into this thinking, all right, we're about to jump into this world of complete degeneracy. And so put your hat on, put your TikTok cap on, and just dive right into it. And so I think that if this came at me like unprompted, like if we didn't plan to do this bit, then I probably would have just fucking lost it at 10 seconds. But I knew what we were getting ourselves into. Plus, I also have the added element of seeing what is being exposed to me through the algorithm that, you know, I don't know if it's still being manipulated, but I'm starting to
see. I mean, you typed
it
into YouTube, or you clicked on the link, so it's definitely part of your algorithm now.
Got him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Got him. You forgot to turn off history before you clicked on that video.
Where is incognito mode when I needed it?
No. There's a setting in your YouTube settings.
Oh, really?
Where it'll turn off, like, it'll deactivate the algorithm, essentially. It turns off your viewing history.
The algorithm is never truly deactivated, right? It's always out there. It's hey, no, back. I don't need you. It is. There's no escaping
until you
it.
Do.
Yeah. All right. So I made it about 3 minutes into this TikTok compilation. We'll continue to plan more fun stuff like this because this is the direction that we're going to go this show.
I feel like if we were to include myself and John in this, something for me would be like automotive types of like automotive failures.
Yeah.
Or something along that line where it's like, hey, people trying to fix their car and they do it the wrong way.
We'll talk more about this and kind of get a lay of the land of what
we just got to figure out what John's little niche is.
What his trigger is. We'll find the buttons to press so that you rage, you lose, and we'll continue to do more of this in the future. We're going to do on the show more fun stuff like this, like the stuff that we did tonight, because that's kind of the direction that I want to take the show in, because we do have two shows on the Simulation Radio Network. We've got Simulation Radio Live, and then we have, of course, this show. And part of the trap that we had with the dynamic before was that the two shows were kind of the same thing.
Right.
And so I want to kind of separate their identity a little bit, which is that I'm going to continue to take Simulation Radio Live in the direction of the news coverage, and I'm going to actually follow stories and do all of that stuff. And with this show, we are going to go in the direction of us having a little bit of fun. I'm not saying that I'm not going to throw some stories in there every now and again, especially when like big stuff happens in the world, because it's not like we can just skip over like really big things as they happen.
Quick question, speaking of big stories, have you been talking about Pelosi's, or not Pelosi, what's her name? She just went on trial. Fucking
Ghislaine.
Yeah, that bitch.
Old Ghislaine. Maxwell. I have been following that story a bit, actually, and I will, of course, have some more updates for you guys on Monday on the next Simulation Radio Live. Cool. Or I might even do a bonus news browsing show or like a live coverage show sometime this weekend. I don't know. I've been like on top of shit lately. I did, three shows this week.
Not to stroke his own ego or anything.
Yeah. Hey, just, wait, hold on.
Yep. Keep it down. Keep it down. Make the swelling go down.
All right. We're okay. Anyway, thank you all for watching. Thank you all for joining us. We are going to record the Patreon show as well after this, and we will, as a group, see you all next week. Bye.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.